你知道这是非定，你知道这是肯定的。
Now you know this is for sure. This is
你没有可能能够转弯。
There's no possibility of turn around.
你不可能够转弯的。
There's no way of turn around.
所以你看见吗？这个就是你读到这以斯帖记，读到第四章、第三章最后就变成这种情形了。
This is when you read what happens when you read to the end of chapter 3.
那现在我们来看以斯帖记第三章最后一节，第最后一节。
Let's look at the last verse of chapter 3.
王同哈曼坐下饮酒，苏珊城的人却都慌乱。
So the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed.
摩迪改知道所做的一切事，就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，蒙灰尘，在城中行走，痛哭哀嚎。
When Mordecai learned all that had happened, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He cried out with a loud and bitter cry.
第四节，王后以斯帖的宫女和太监来把这事告诉以斯帖，她甚是忧愁，就送衣服给摩迪改穿，要她脱下麻衣，她就不受。
So Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her, and the queen was deeply distressed. Then she sent garments to clothe Mordecai and take his sackcloth away from him.
那现在我们来看，等到哈曼真的掌权了，我们看这个整个发生了什么故事。
Now when Haman is in control, then what will happen?
那现在呢？你知道王和哈曼是好朋友。
Now you see the king is a good friend to him.
圣经特别说他们一同坐下来饮酒。
The Bible says they sat down and drink.
但结果是什么？
What is the result?
苏珊城的民却都慌乱。
The city of Shushan was in confusion.
所以等到我们的魂和我们肉体做了朋友以后，
When our soul become a friend to our flesh,
你有平安吗？
Do you have peace?
你有喜乐吗？
Do you have joy?
你的情形不是慌乱的情形吗？
Is your condition in confusion or not?
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
这里告诉我们说，
Here it tells us.
莫迪凯啊，放声大哭。
Mordecai cry out with a loud cry.
他就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣啊。
He tore his clothes and put on sackcloth.
他痛哭哀嚎啊。
He cried in a loud and bitter cry.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里有一句话。
This word,
不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
当肉体在我们身上掌权的时候，
When the flesh become the king,
现在你惯你纵容你自己的脾气的时候，
Now if you indulge your own temper,
你跟着你性情走的时候，
If you follow your own temper,
弟兄姊妹，那个结果是什么？
But this is
结果这里给我们看，摩迪凯嚎啕大哭。
The result is Mordecai cried with a loud voice.
圣灵还是住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit still lives in us.
结果呢，圣灵告诉我们，圣灵就忧愁起来了。
Then the result is the Holy Spirit grieves.
等到圣灵忧愁的时候，
When the Holy Spirit grieves,
你看见说我们不会快乐的。
You see, we will not be happy.
所以等到摩迪凯忧愁的时候，你看见以斯帖跟着是忧愁的。
You see, when Mordecai was grieved, then Esther also distressed.
所以事情是我要做一些什么事情叫他不忧愁啊。
Then the Esther said, what can I do to make him not so
depressed? 你明白吗？圣灵住在我们里面，不会发怒，他只会忧愁。
The Holy Spirit lives in us. He can only grieve, but not anger.
他可以嚎啕大哭，他从来不发烈怒的。
He can cry out, but he will not be in anger.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做圣灵的忧愁，圣灵的担忧。
This is called grievance of the Holy Spirit.
那不要叫圣灵担忧啊。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
那个忧在原文是 sorrow.
And that word in original text is sorrow.
那个 sorrow 啊，是在希腊文是很重要的一个字。
In the Greek text, it's a very important word.
你记得主耶稣在克西马尼园的时候，
Do you remember in Gethsemane the Lord?
他说我是极其忧愁。
He said, I'm in great sorrow.
几乎要死。
And to the point of death.
你看我们主的血管、微血管都破裂了，所以你看他汗像血一样的滴下来。
You see, some blood vessels are broken, our Lord. See, so he,
如果不是天使来扶持他，可能我们就死在克西马尼。
If there's no angel come to sustain him, he may have died in the
midst. 你的忧愁比克西马尼忧愁更愁忧愁。
There's no sorrow that is more sorrowful than the sorrow of
the
enemy.
克西马尼是亚述由来的意思。
The Gethsemane means to press out the oil.
你就可以想象到我们的主经过有何等的忧愁，所以他的血，所以他你看血像这个血，这个泪，这个汗呢，像血滴一样。
So you can understand what kind of sorrow our Lord has been through in Gethsemane.
不要叫圣灵担忧。
So do not make the Holy Spirit sorrow.
就是不要叫圣灵忧愁。
It is to not make him sorrow.
那个忧愁什么忧愁？
What is that sorrow?
是克西马尼的忧愁。
That sorrow is sorrow of Gethsemane.
弟兄姊妹，你我犯。 犯罪。
When we sin,
你又发脾气。
We are,
你我任性。
We indulge
in, 你我现在就让着哈曼你胡作非为。
We indulge in, let him and do whatever he wants, he desires.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵在里面担忧。
May Holy Spirit brings
you. 你说你再一次把我们主带到克西玛尼园去。
That means you once again led our Lord, lead our Lord into Gethsemane.
你不会把主重钉十字架。
You will not re-crucify him.
但是你有可能把他带到克西玛尼园去。
But you are able to bring him back to Gethsemane.
弟兄姊妹，你好像很快乐。
You feel, you may seem happy.
你说我终于出一口气了。
You say, I let out my anger.
但是弟兄姊妹，你再一次把我们的主带到克西玛尼
园。Once again, you have led our Lord into Gethsemane.
所以大家明白吗？
所以我们
等到圣灵在我们里面担忧的时候
，When the Holy Spirit grieves in us，
你想你会快乐吗
？Do you think you will be happy？
不会，你全身像生大麻风一样。
No， your whole body will be with like
有的时候你觉得好像吃了个死老鼠跑到你里面。
Sometimes you like you have small and dead
mice。我不知道大家有没有吃过死的老鼠，还是死的老鼠
？I do not know if you have ever eaten a dead
mice。所以你吃到肚子里面，你就全身不舒服的。
You will feel not comfortable。
你想想。老鼠的样子，你全身发麻的。
When you think of the image of a mouse, and you will feel trembling.
弟兄姊妹，人犯罪以后，人失败以后
，When man fell,
人就像这里所发生的情形以后
，And when they were like what happened,
你看见很清楚的。
You see very clearly.
一面圣灵担忧不足。
On one hand, they
grieve for their own 忧愁
，Because of this group,
sorrow.
我们没有 joy。
那为着年轻人，我说一个实在的故事。
For the young people here, I tell a true story.
我没有得罪以前喜欢看电影。
Before I was saved, I like watch movies.
而且我就住在电影街的旁边。
And I lived next door to the theater.
所以看电影是最方便。
It's very convenient.
最好的电影我几乎每个都看过了。
And I've seen all the good movies.
哎，这个信耶稣了。
Now I believe in Christ.
那信耶稣，圣经里说不可以看电影。
And after believing, the Bible doesn't say you cannot watch.
但是圣经说你可以爱世界。
But it says you do not love the world.
那我说什么是世界呢
？And I ask, what is the world?
那世界包括是什么东西
？What does the world include?
那那是年长的人就说了。
At that time, elderly brothers.
世界就包括看电影。
The world, including the watching
movies. 那我很生气，为什么世界要是包括看电影？那么好了，大家说不看电影，我就不看电影。
I was not convinced.
但是我不说不看就不看了。
I said, okay, I will not go watch movies.
那虽然不看电影，我每天还是看电影广告的。
Even though I do not watch movies, I still watch the advertisement.
报纸一打开呢，我总是跑到电影那个版去。我说我不看电影，但我要看看到底有什么电影每天。
I do not watch movie, but I still watch the newspaper classified column.
结果有一天呢，有一部电影叫做《万王之王》。
Someday there's this movie called The King of Kings.
那我说这个应该是主耶稣的故事。
I said this must be the story of our Lord Jesus.
所以那个时候我说我想看。
At that time I said I want to.
那当然良心不平安了。
Of course my conscience won't.
那我明鲁刚那明鲁肯就开始说话了。
My Manukin start to advise me.
他说如果不看万王之王，你怎么叫主耶稣钉十字架的样子啊？
If you don't watch your King of Kings, how do you picture the Lord's
Christ? 你如果不知道主耶稣怎么钉十字架，你怎么传福音呢
？If you do not have a picture of his crucifixion, how can you share the gospel?
所以这个传福音很有帮助啊。
So this is very helpful to your spiritual life.
那别的电影当然可以不看。
Other movies you can stop.
这部电影你当然可以看。
This one you have to watch.
我胆子还是很小。
I was still.
我说我还是不敢去看。
I still said I dare not to watch.
可是我想办法说服一个弟兄。
However, I tried to persuade a brother.
这个弟兄是青年的代言人。
He's the leader of the youth group.
他是青年的负责弟兄。
He's the responsible.
他应该做榜样给所有的年轻人的。
He should be the example of all the young
people. 所以如果我能把他说服了，我就平安了。
If I can convince him, then I may feel.
因为他都可以看，我当然也可以看了。
If he can watch it, and then I
can also. 他拜托他做榜样的嘛。
Because he's the leader, he's the example.
所以呢，我终于把他说服了。
So finally, I persuaded him.
所以我们说，我们两个人都去看这个电影。
So we say the two of us will go to watch it.
问题啊。
But there's one problem.
这个你看电影。买票的
，You need to buy the ticket。
这个买票排队排得很长。
Oh, there's long lines buying the ticket。
那你在这里买票的时候，如果不想给弟兄看到怎么办
？If you are in a line, if all of a sudden somebody sees you，
圣经说你不可以叫弟兄跌倒啊。
The Bible says cannot cause the brother to stumble。
你吃肉叫弟兄跌倒，你可不吃肉。
If you are eating meat, it will cause people to stumble。
所以我们说我们可以看电影，不要叫弟兄们跌倒。
So we say we can watch the movie, but we cannot stumble。
要他不跌倒，就叫他们看不见。
So you want to let them not see you？
那是个大热天啊
！This is hard。
你怎么叫他们看不见呢
？How can you make them？
所以我们两个人就穿很厚的雨衣，把整个人像粽子就包起来了。
So we put on a heavy raincoat。 surround us.
好像把重力包起来，你看不见我们了。
As if we are covered, nobody can see us.
所以，但是我们还是很紧张啊。
But still, we are very nervous.
实际上，把一句怕的人认出来，因为你觉得怎么大寒热天怎么穿泥呢
？Because we, but there are people to recognize us because the hard day.
如果多人多看几眼，可能就看出来了。
If they look carefully, then they may discover.
好不容易挨到买到票了。
Finally, we can get a ticket.
然后一进了电影院里面。
When we enter into the theater,
我们恨不得啊，赶快电没有了，赶快这个电灯没有了最好了。
We hope that the lights will be off, be out immediately.
那个时候我们才懂得什么叫爱黑暗不爱光明。
And that time we understand what it means by light darkness, not the light.
好了，等到这灯一关了，我们好像舒服一点了。
When the lights is out, we feel comfort, more comfort.
但是弟兄姊妹，不知道为什么
，Do not know why，
这个人就像生一场病一样。
We just like have a heavy sick.
那么这里一直就跳，心在乱跳的。
And our heart beat is
心在小鹿乱跳的。
Like a deer.
那么结果过了几分钟以后啊
，Minutes later，
我就跟那弟兄讲啊
，I told this brother，
说弟兄我不行了
，I cannot stand anymore。
他说你也不行啊
，I can't stand anymore。
所以我们两个就逃出来了。
So we fled from that field.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗
？Brothers, so you understand?
圣灵在我们忧愁的时候
，When the Holy Spirit grieves in us，
你看见我们这个人没有快乐
，We see we have no joy。
你试试看，弟兄姊妹。
You just try it out.
你的父母根本不知道。
Your parents may not.
你去的地方，父母不知道。
Wherever you go,
你做的事情，父母不知道。
Whatever you do, your parents may not know.
很奇怪，你应该快乐，你快乐不起来。
Strangely, you should be joyful, but you cannot be joyful.
弟兄姊妹，你看，你这就是你的故事。
This is a story here.
你看，那现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is,
如果圣灵当中你不快乐，你就应该快乐一点，对不对
？If the Holy Spirit grieves, you cannot be joyful.
从前有个弟兄名叫李重生弟兄。
In the past, there was a brother named Carl.
年轻的时候和一个女孩子做朋友。
And he was young. He was a friend to a lady.
他很会传福音的。他传福音讲到地狱人会抱着柱子的。
He was very good at preaching the gospel.
结果他传给那女孩子，女孩子动都不动。
However, when he shared the gospel with the girl was not.
那个女孩子是燕京大学的校花。
The girl is the most beautiful girl in the university.
所以他要他信你娶她。
He wants to marry her.
但是他知道圣经说，信的和不信的不能同父异母。
But he knows the believer cannot marry the unbeliever.
他说我还是要娶她。
但是 I still want to marry her.
当然，你基本你可以领会，你可以晓得圣灵在里面担忧的。
Of course, you can know the Holy Spirit grieves in you.
所以他想把那个声音把它压下去。
He wants to suppress that voice.
所以他说主啊
，He said, "You
only 只要答应我娶那个女孩子。
If you can only allow me to marry that girl,
我答应你到全国最遥远、最荒的地方去传福音。
I'm willing to go to the most remote place.
我可以去蒙古，我也可以去新疆。
I can go to Mongolia or to 新疆。
这什么意思
？What does this mean？
这就是你一定用视觉要把那个忧，把叫这个叫什么叫那个圣灵减少一点的忧伤。
And you trying to reduce the grievance of the
Holy Spirit. 你不要太难过，你不要太难过。
Don't be so sorry.
现在我让你觉得舒服一点。
Now I'll make a little bit
comfortable. 无论叫我到哪里传福音，我都愿意去。
No matter where you want me to go, I'm willing to go.
让我能娶那个女孩子。
As long as you allow me to marry that girl，
弟兄姊妹，等到这个司机啊，叫人把衣服送给他，叫他不要穿麻衣，换一件衣服吧。
When he asked to send Mordecai the garments, want him to take off the sackcloth，
你看见他拒绝了。
You see he would not accept。
为什么拒绝
？Why does he accept？
不是换一件衣服的问题。
It's not just the change of clothes。
什么需要换？
What do
you need?
It's not a change of clothes.
朝代需要换。
The dynasty need to be changed.
只有把朝代换了。
Only when the dynasty is changed.
如果哈曼不是坐在宝座上。
If Haman is not on the throne.
如果是摩迪盖坐在宝座上。
If it's Mordecai on the throne.
不是肉体掌权，是圣灵掌权。
If it's not the flesh, but the Holy Spirit.
被朝代换掉了。
So the dynasty
现在要搞差改朝换代才可以。
Now it's only change the dynasty.
所以什么时候圣灵做王了？那感谢主，这个就是改朝换代了。
So whenever the Holy Spirit is in charge, that's the dynasty.
所以你千万不要贿赂圣灵啊。
So never bribe the Holy Spirit.
你不要给他一点好处啊。
Do not give him a little comfort.
你明明圣灵就担忧了。
The Holy Spirit already great.
结果你送件衣服去，你叫他换一换就好了。那圣灵不答应的。
Why you give him a garment and want to change the clothes?
圣灵要做的。要把整个的朝代换掉。
What the Holy Spirit wants to do is change the dynasty.
那怎么可能呢
？How could it？
你看见圣灵现在在，你看见现在难处在哪里
？Where is the difficulty here？
对的人在朝内，错的人在朝外。
The right person is outside the court, but the wrong person is in the court.
双的人在宝座上，背的人在角落里面。
The right person is in the corner, but the wrong person is on the throne.
现在圣灵要改变整个的局面。
Now the Holy Spirit wants to change the entire situation.
当整个局面变的时候
，When the situation is changed.
当改朝换代的时候
，When the dynasty is changed.
圣灵就变了。
This person is.
所以你说我的丈夫变了。
So we can tell my husband.
你知道为什么变了
？You know why?
因为圣灵在他里面做了改朝换代的事。
Because the Holy Spirit has changed the dynasty.
哪一个人没有脾气啊
？Whoever has
哪一个丈夫没有脾气
？No husband has no temper.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？没有得救以前，你知道谁是做王的
？Before we are saved, you know who's the king.
那为什么得救了慢慢就改变了呢
？But why do we gradually change that?
这个故事就是这里的故事。
The story is the story.
所以现在要改朝换代才可以。
Now it's only possible to change the dynasty.
你怎么可能改朝换代
？And how can we change the dynasty?
你看看现在死和罪的律已经出去，已经发动了。
Now the law of sin and death is at work.
所以这些人死定了。
These people are doomed.
现在要完全被扼杀了。
That testimony will be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，有可能在转变整个的局面。
Is it possible to change the entire situation?
都是感谢主。
But thank God.
你读圣经的话
，If you read the Bible,
你知道是因为王亚哈书一个晚上失眠了，整个事情就改变了。
You know it's because of one sleepless night, the entire situation.
可能他前有人说可能前一天吃了太多螃蟹，所以睡不着。
Some said that because he has eaten too much crabs, he cannot sleep.
但是你看见神做的这件事。
But it is what is done by God.
但是不要忘记。王睡不着，果然整个 table was turned， 所以整个局面改变了。
Because of his sleepiness, the entire table was turned.
但是秘诀不是哪个。
But the secret is not the
秘诀在哪里
？What is the secret？
秘诀这个时候 Mordecai 就让人通知以斯帖。
At that time, Mordecai informed Esther.
要以斯帖到王面前去为这个以色列人在那里求情。
And to ask Esther to plead to the king on behalf of the Israelites.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个只有这样才能够把整个的局面转过来。
Only by doing this, you can turn the entire table around.
到王面前去求情。
To plead to the king.
是什么意思
？What does that mean?
是叫王有可能眼睛开起来，认识他们的本相。
So that the eyes of the king will be opened, so he can recognize.
这个王糊涂了，不认识哈曼。
The king is foolish.
他被哈曼卖了，他都不知道。
He was betrayed by Haman.
他这个糊涂的君王。
He was so foolish.
但是弟兄姊妹，现在你这只有以斯帖，你唤醒，只有以斯帖能够唤醒哈这个亚哈水奴。
Only Esther can awaken Ahasuerus.
等到他醒过来的时候
，After he was awakened，
他才看见哈曼真面目。
He realized the cruelty of Haman.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看你怎么能搞才改？
How can we change dynasty?
我们不认识我们的肉体。
We do not recognize our.
我们不光不认识主，也不认识我们的肉体。
Not only do we not know our Lord, but we neither do we.
现在圣灵不能直接的在我们身上做。
Now the Holy Spirit cannot work directly in our life.
只能在灵里面做。
The Holy Spirit can only work in our spirit.
然后间接的影响了我们。
Indirectly impact us.
然后圣灵借着灵开我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit through our spirit open our eyes.
所以等到眼睛开了以后，那现在我们就要怎么处决哈曼了
？You know, eyes are open now. We know how to deal with him.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem
is, 今天许多人不认识肉体。
Today, many people do not know the
fact. 他还是觉得我不过发发脾气就是了。
They think I'm just but in a temper.
但是弟兄姊妹，迟早有一天我们的灵
，sooner or later, our spirit
要来到王的面前
，has to come to the king.
意思是说，叫王的眼睛能开启。
In order to open the king,
现在王能知道是他已经闯了。
Now the king realizes he has been started.
所以只有我们醒过来，才有办法解决这个事。
He has made a mistake. Only when he wake up, he can.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，那么这个摩西改说，你要到王面前，你要对他求情。
Mordecai said, "You have to go to the king. You have to plead to him."
但是现在有问题。
Now there's a problem.
这件事情办不到。
This is impossible.
为什么办不到呢
？Why?
因为有30天。王没有见到以斯帖的。
Because for 30 days the king has not seen.
如果王没有叫以斯帖的话
，If the king did not call Esther，
如果没有任何一个人是王召他，而他随便进到王宫、进到王面前的话，他一定要死的。
If a person come to the king without being called, he will certainly die.
弟兄姊妹，为着要叫所有的以色列人不死。
in order for all the Jews to be saved.
在这个还没有死以前
before this death happened,
这里有一个人要先死的
this one person has to die
first. 因为30天了王都没有召见五十天
for 30 days the king does not call
现在怎么到王面前去
now, how could he go to the king
到王面前去的结果就是死因为王没有叫他嘛
to go to the king the result will be death
为什么30天不见他的面
why doesn't see her for 30 days
30天有更好的朋友吗
for 30 days he's a better friend
所以说亚哈睡母和哈们坐下来喝酒嘛
the Bible says he sat down to drink with her
我们不知道是不是喝通宵但是起码这30天他们没找王，没有招这个以斯帖。
We do not know if he ate and drank entire night, but he didn't see Esther.
证明说我们把灵放在一个很远的地方。
This proves that we have put aside to far away.
现在哈曼肉体是我的朋友。
Now the flesh is my friend.
我根本不顾灵深处的感觉。
I do not care about the feelings of the spirit.
30天见了没有见这个面
For 30 days, did not see his face.
我问弟兄姊妹
I'll ask you.
你上次遇见主是什么时候
When was the last time you meet with the Lord?
上次你在灵里面与主交通是什么时候
When was the last time you have spiritual fellowship?
你是不是30天你是不是30天都没有见到Esther了
Whether or not you haven't seen Esther for 30 days
就是这里的问题
That is the situation
你看见吗很清楚吗
You see very clear
所以Esther就告诉摩迪盖他的难处
So Esther told Mordecai his problem
他不能跟他一定死的
She cannot go If she goes she will die
死了这个事情也不能成功的
If she dies these things will not be resolved
但是现在你知道摩迪盖怎么说呢
Now what does Mordecai say
所以摩迪盖告诉他说知你得了王后的位分不是为献祭的机会吗14节焉知你得了王后的位分不是为献祭的机会
Who knows whether you have come to the king, kingdom for such a time as this
那而且说这时你若闭口不言犹太人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救
If you remain completely silent at this time then even deliverance will arise for the
king 神既然用你的神看重你
God can use you today because God look at me.
你如果拒绝被主用的话，你不要以为说你除了你谁就没有办法了。
If you refuse to be used by God, do not think that God has no other.
以色列还是可以得拯救的。
The Israelites will be saved.
不过神给你尊荣。
But God gives you
honor. 你不知道你得王后的位分就是为着今天吗？
Do you not know that you come to this throne for such a time?
所以你看，当以斯帖跟以色列有挣扎的时候
，When Esther was there struggling，
你看圣灵就继续的对他说话。
The Holy Spirit continued to speak，
提醒他怎样子没有父母，怎样的被摩迪盖收养。
Reminds her how she has no parents and be adopted by
Mordecai。现在在王后的位置上
，Now she's on throne。
难道这一切都是偶然的
？Is everything by chance？
难道他做皇后是为他自己
and for her to be the queen just for herself
在神的旨意里她不是为她自己活
in the will of God she doesn't live for herself
所以在这个整所以等到她讲这句话其实就是把这个以斯帖的一生很快的就复习一下
it is to reveal her whole life very quickly
你看以斯帖就知道她能不能恩典何等的大
so Esther realized how great grace
她是没有父亲没有母亲的
she has no parents no father
她根本应该不应该长大的
and she has nowhere to grow up
终于有一天终于亭亭玉立的
However, one day she grows into a young lady.
她怎么可能？她是何德何能能变成皇后的
？How could she do to become a queen?
这一切不是神的恩典。
All this is the grace of God.
她怎样的从灰姑娘，结果居然做了皇后
？How can become from Cinderella to be the king?
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在圣灵就给她看见你那么多的恩典，不是为了今天吗
？The Holy Spirit shows her that.What a great grace she has accepted.
结果我们下面的故事我们就知道了。
Now we know what happened.
这是整个故事的关键。
This is the turning point of the entire story.
然后他就告诉摩迪盖说。
Then she told Mordecai.
那么你去召聚苏珊城所有坛为我进食三昼三夜。
Go gather all the Jews who are present in Susan and fast.
我和我公爷也在那里进食。
My maids and I will also fast likewise.
然后你立进去见王。
Then I will go to the king, which is against
me.冒着死的危险我要去见我的王
At the risk of death I will go to see the king
然后他说了一句话
Then he said
我若死就死吧
If I perish I perish
弟兄姊妹这是以斯帖的顺服
This is the obedience of
什么叫做顺服
What is obedience?
许多的顺服是要我们的性命的。
Many obedience take our life.
弟兄姊妹，怎么那些渔民不死？
How could these people not die?
怎么以色列民的不死？
How could Jewish people be saved?
如果他们要忙拯救的话，
If they want to be saved,
这里有一个代价。
Here is a price.
你肯不肯？
I'm willing.
但是弟兄姊妹，等到一时期把自己顺服在摩迪改面前的时候，
Till Esther become obedient before Mordecai,
If I perish, I perish.
She said, If I perish, I perish.
如果我死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你投降？
Whenever you surrender.
什么时候你把身体当作活祭？
Whenever you give your body as a living sacrifice.
什么叫做活祭？
What is a living sacrifice?
活祭就是在祭坛上要烧成灰的。
Living sacrifice has to be burned, but burned to ashes.
一头牛很有用，在田里耕地很有用的。
A bull is useful in the field.
什么叫做活祭？
What is called living?
它的用途完全改变了。
His usefulness is changed.
它本来很有用，世界都用它。
Originally, he's very useful to this world.
现在在祭坛上。
Now he's on the altar.
变成灰了。
Become ash.
灰还有用吗？
What use is ashes?
所以保罗说，你们应当把身体献上，当作活祭。
That's why Paul said you need to present your bodies a living sacrifice.
这什么意思呢？
That's basically.
我们每个人都是活生生的牛。
Every one of us is living.
我们都是非常有用的。
We are very useful.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个顺服的祷告。
Here is a prayer of.
有一个奉献的祷告。
Here is a prayer of a consecration.
就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
感谢主。
Thank God.
因着这个顺服。
Because of this
obedience, 整个的事情就转了。
You see, the entire table was turning around.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
为什么这些人会得胜？
Why these people can be victorious?
那些人是死的定律，对不对？
These are the law of death.
你怎么能叫死和罪的定律能够 reverse， 能够后来整个局势能改过来呢？
How can the entire law of death can be turned around?
你看见首先碰到的，在12月以前，就在正月要碰到的一件事。
Before the 12th month, what happened in the first month?
那就是以色列非死不可。
That is, Esther has to die.
她愿意不愿意？
Is she willing?
所以弟兄姊妹，这就为什么你读到圣经的时候，
This is why when you read the Bible,
给我们看见我们与基督同死也同复活。
And shows us we are dying together with Christ.
我们要知道说，这个整个的这个逆转和我们的顺服有关系。
We need to the turning point has a lot to do with our death.
好了，第三天。
On the third day,
第三天主从死里复活，是不是
？The Lord resurrected from the dead.
第三天，以色列就穿上了朝服，就来到了王宫的内院里面。
And Esther put on the royal robes and come to the inner court.
结果王一看就以色列。
And when the king saw Esther,
圣灵他就施恩给他。
The Bible says she is showing.
向他手里伸出金杖。
He stole out his golden scepter.
那这个时候，王后只要摸着那个金杖的杖头，他就不必死了。
And when the queen touches the end of the golden scepter, and she's safe.
圣经里面每次讲到死，都跟复活连在一起的。
The Bible associates resurrection with death. And
你说我不能奉献，奉献损失太大了。
You say I cannot consecrate myself. It's such a great.
奉献就是死的意思。我若死就死了吧。
Is to die. If I perish, I perish.
但是弟兄们，不，神的旨意如果是借着你来完成的话
，If the will of God is to be accomplished through you,
感谢主。
Thank God.
你要看见你所经历的不是死，你所经历的是死而复活。
What your experience is not death, but resurrection.
所以等到王一向他举金杖的时候，你看以色列就活了。
When the king held out his golden scepter, is the
end. 现在有希望了。
Now we have hope.
现在以色列有希望。
Now Israel has hope.
现在神的见证有希望。
Now the testimony of God is hope.
现在主耶稣可能降生在伯利恒。
Now the Lord Jesus can be born in Bethlehem.
你们看见吗？一个人的顺服有那么大的影响吗？
One person's obedience has such a great impact.
哦，是有很大的影响。
Yes, it has.
你的顺服能影响很大很大。
Your obedience can have great impact.
所以弟兄们，你看见没有？
So brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank God.
还有没有死的？
没死。
一起
die.
你们看见有一个经历叫做死。
She has experience called death and resurrection.
现在你看王能听他的话了。
Now the king can hear her prayer.
如果他有可能靠近王。
If she can draw close to
him, 可以来到王的面前
she can come to the king.
只要能跟王对话的话
If she can dialogue with the king,
弟兄姊妹
but she's
本来王是没有耳朵的
originally the king has
王的耳朵已经给了哈曼了
he has given his ears to him
现在呢王把耳朵给了以斯帖
now the king gave his ears to him
现在以斯帖可能告诉他要做什么是不是
now Esther needs to tell him what to do
因为赶快暴露这个哈曼的真相
to reveal the true image of Haman immediately
所以呢他怎么祷告他怎么请求呢
And how did he
他说王若以为美就请王带着哈曼今日赴我预备的宴席
if the king agree please take him into my banquet
好了结果呢果然王照办
And the king did accordingly
因为王国的一半都要给他嘛
Because he wants to give half his kingdom
这很像丈夫说的话
This is very like a husband
你只要国的一半我都给你
I can give you half my kingdom to you.
结果呢你好了现在好了这个请求简直是小儿科是不是好马上照办所以很自然的他就王就带着哈曼就赴以斯帖的宴席
Now this seemed a small request so the king brought Haman to the banquet
那么好不容易哈曼也在这里
And Haman's here
王也在这里
The king is here
那现在应该告诉王这个恶人仇人敌人哈曼
Now we need to tell the king this evil person enemy him.
如果王能光照的话
If the king is enlightened,
问题不就解决了吗
Everything is solved.
现在王坐在旁边
Now the king is
on the side. 坐在旁边
Haman is on the other side.
你看神把这些通通放在你的手里
Now God has put everything in your hand.
你赶快行动了
You need to take action.
你赶快做
You need to do it quickly.
结果你知道哈曼这个以斯帖怎么说呢
Then what did Esther say?
以斯帖回答说我有所要我有所求
Esther says, I have a request, I have something to ask you.
我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿赐我所要的，准我所求的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的宴席，明日我必照王所问的说明。
If I have found favor in the sight of the king, if it pleases the king to grant my petition, let the king and Haman come to the banquet which I will prepare for them tomorrow.
这个事情你就会觉得很纳闷啊。
Now you will be confused.
如果重要是应该赶快去做啊。
If it's important, then do it quickly.
他说明天。
But she says, no.
明天好不好把哈曼再带来。
And tomorrow, I'll bring Haman to the banquet I prepared.
弟兄姊妹。
But she says,
神已经把哈曼放在你的手里了。
God has put Haman in your hand.
现在你可以解决他了。
Now you can deal with him.
你为什么要等到明天？
Why do you still wait for tomorrow?
肉体向来是不等的。
And flesh will not wait.
但是圣灵在灵里的引导是可以等的。
But the spirit in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你看，这个就是智慧了。
This is wisdom.
明天就为什么是明天
？Why tomorrow？
等一等，明天有很多的事情要发生。
We'll see a lot of things will happen.
这是非常难的一个功课。
This is a very difficult
lesson. 现在神已经把他们放在你的手里。
Now God has put him in your hand.
你要放回什么手里
？You commit it back to him.
明天这个事情都不在你手里。
Because tomorrow is not in your own hand.
今天是你的。
Today is yours.
神已经把它放在你的手里。
God has put it in your hand.
你应该赶快解决才对。
You need to deal with it.
这是肉体的，就是这不是灵做的。
This is the way of doing things by the flesh.
你看见没有？有一次神。把这个扫罗放在大卫的手里。
One day God has put the Saul in the hand of David.
大卫那个时候可以完全解决扫罗的。
David can kill Saul.
他只要解决扫罗，他明天不要再流荡了。
And after that, he can stop wandering in the desert.
他只要解除了扫罗，明天就坐在宝座上。
If he killed Saul that day, tomorrow he
will 不要再漂流了。
He doesn't need
to. 他可以说漂流够了。
He's wandered enough.
因此，现在神把扫罗放在你手里，不就可以解决就完了
？Now God has put saw in your hand, why not just deal with him?
两次
for twice,
他仍旧放回神的手里。
He still committed back into the hand of God.
他对敌人仁慈，对他自己残忍。
He is merciful to his enemies, but
第二天他仍旧走过漂流的生活。
The second day he continues his wandering.
他仍旧背起十字架走那条旷野的路。
And he still walk in the desert by carrying his cross.
这是大卫的灵。
This is the spirit of.
这是一个被圣灵充满的人的结果。
This is a result of being filled with the
Spirit. 你看圣灵故意借着这个给我们看见哈曼的仓促和这个和以斯帖的明天是个何等的对比。
What a contrast God the Holy Spirit shows us here, Haman and Esther.
他不光顺服
，Not only she's obedient，
而且他能相信
，And she can believe。
什么叫做相信
？What does means by have faith in？
如果哈曼到手了
If he marries a woman,
你看得见的，你这是眼见的。
This is by sight.
你再拿回去就看不见了。
If you commit it back, give it back, then you can no longer
see. 你有没有信心？
Do you have faith?
最大的信心
，the greatest faith,
是表现在神已经给你哈曼，你又把哈曼放回去了。
Expressed in the way that God gave you him and you give him back.
结果你知道，果然又到第二天。
And result the second day.
为什么第二天？
Why the second day?
这里是属灵原因的。
Here there is a spiritual reason.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在哈曼不错，是充满了肉体。
Indeed, the Haman is full of flesh.
但那个时候肉体还没有到高峰。
However, at that time, the flesh is not reaching its climax.
肉体一定要把它升到最高，然后你才叫它摔到最低。
And the flesh has to reach the highest point, then it can stop.
圣灵要给我看一幅图画，圣灵这个肉体到了最高的顶点，也到了最低的谷底。
The Holy Spirit wants us to see the picture of the flesh reach the highest point.
这就是明天所要做，这就是明天所要完成的事。
This is what tomorrow we will accomplish.
所以，如果我们灵接受圣灵的引导的话
，So if our spirit accept the leading of the Holy Spirit,
你看见一点都不匆忙的。
You see, you are not in a hurry.
结果你能有明天。
Then you will have tomorrow.
在这明天里面，神可以做许多的工作。
Because in between tomorrow, God can do a lot of things.
这个消极来说。
Negative speaking.
现在哈曼要给人看见，可以说现在哈曼终于显出来到了最高峰了。
Now Haman can show off how high he can ascend.
也到了最低谷底了。
And also he can fall into the bottom of the valley. This is Haman.
就是摩迪该来说。
In terms of Mordecai,
摩迪该不是叫王得救吗？
Has Mordecai saved the king?
他应该要站在他尊荣的地位上。
He should be standing on his honor.
所以现在王不知道应该怎么样把尊荣给他。
The king doesn't know how to give the honor to him.
现在不光是尊荣要给他。
Not only the honor will be given.
要所有出现的人都知道他救了王。
And that all the people in Shushan knows he has.
他的位置应该是最高的位置。
His position should be the highest one.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
你看整个的局势不能改变。
You see, the entire situation cannot be changed.
除非我们看你肉体是败坏到极点了。
Number one, until we see how corruptible the our flesh is,
你可以说演变到极点了。
To the extreme.
第二，
Number two,
除非我们真的给圣灵他本来应该有的位置。
Unless we give the due position, the Holy Spirit should be put.
你看这两件事就在明天里面发生的。
You see, these two things happened in the second day.
就在明天，他们再赴王宴席前，两件事发生了。
Before they went to the banquet.The second day, two things happened.
Haman 高兴，刚刚从皇后的宴席回来。
On the one hand, Haman was happy because he returned from the.
那么圣灵描写很细腻的。
And the description here is very.
心里快乐，就欢欢喜喜的就从宫殿里面出来了。
He is full of joy and came back from the court.
哎，结果不巧又碰到了摩迪该。
And then unexpectedly, see Mordecai.
摩迪该圣经说他不站起来，连身子也不动。
And Mordecai didn't stand up and even move.
他觉得啊，我虽然有个蛋糕，但蛋糕里面有一个苍蝇，这个苍蝇是Mordecai。
Even though I have a cake, but the cake there is a fly.
这个美中不足的就是Mordecai。
And the spot of everything.
所以你看，我现在得了那么的尊荣，你看王后也特别邀请我去赴宴，你看现在我这么高，这么高，结果呢，你看看有人不拜他。
Now I have so many riches and I'm so honored and but as one poor person doesn't bow to me.
那么结果他就把他朋友跟还有所有的妻子他们叫来了。
So he have all his friends and his wife.
哦，他非常的得意。
He was so
知道这个时候他就想起他的一生。
Then he remembered his whole life.
所以他就将他丰厚的荣耀、众多的儿女和王抬举他，使他超乎首领、臣仆之上，都述说给他们听。
So he told them all his riches and how his honors he has.
你看这个时候他开始回忆了。
Now he starts to remember.
因为在他数点他的成就了。
He looks back to his.
王的宴席就把他里面这个东西完全勾起来了。
The banquet of the king has reminded him of
his 荣耀。还有众多的儿女 还有王子们抬举他超过所有首领之上
How the king promoted him to above every prince
现在王后呢又特别邀请他赴席
Now even queen invited him to the banquet
而且除了他之外没有第二人可以随王赴席
And beside him there's no one else
所以明天呢不光做一次王又再请我一次
And not only just once but tomorrow I'm again invited
所以他觉得他的尊荣他荣耀到了最高点了
So he thinks that he's glory, he says,
所以他的面就诉说他的尊荣。
On the one hand, tells his riches.
你正常的想，他的就人在那里想，你知道是，我们都知道，人一面在那里想，人这个时候呢，他可以说完完全全自己陶醉起来了。
You can say he completely enjoys his achievement.
然后就在这个时候呢，他叹一口气。
He sighed.
他叹一口气说：“你看呐、啊，但是我见到犹大摩迪改坐在朝门，虽然有这一切名位与我无异。
Now all this avails me nothing, as long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate。
所以这个他的妻子才不会给他建议了。
Now his wife and his friends gave him
some advice。他说：‘不如往利未的五丈高的木架。’
Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high.
所以你一大早你到皇宫去求摩迪改，就把摩迪就求这个王啊，就把摩迪改就挂在这个木架上。
And in the morning, suggest to the king that Mordecai be hung on it.
然后你就欢欢喜喜赴宴席去了。
Then go merrily with the king to the banquet.
那弟兄姊妹，现在就等天亮了。
Now you wait.
果然，哈曼就做了个五丈高的石架。
Indeed,
木架。
Haman has made this gallows.
他等不及，一大早要去朝见王。
He can't wait to see the king in the morning.
那下面的故事你就知道了。
And you know the story.
一个晚上都睡不着觉。
The king cannot sleep.
这睡不着觉，他就想起了他得救的故事。
And he remembered his story.
Salvation. 所以他就问一个问题，到底啊那个救我的那个人有没有的奖赏呢？
And he asked a question, whether that person who saved me is honored.
他知道是摩迪改救了他的命啊。
He knows it's Mordecai saved him.
但是问题就是到底有没有赐给他什么赏赐呢？
Whether or not any honor has been bestowed.
那么事后他的人说没有，根本没有赐给他。
The servant said no, nothing.
所以呢，就在这个时候啊，他看见有人在院子里面。
At that moment, he saw a person standing in the
court. 那个天可能还没完全亮的。
And it was still before dark.
他就问是谁在院子里。
He asked, who's in the court?
那当然是哈曼，他急急匆忙的要希望王给他批准，让这个摩迪改挂在那木架上。
It was Haman who cannot wait until the king agreed to hang Mordecai.
所以哈曼就算进去了。
So Haman came in.
然后王就问他了，王所喜悦尊荣的人，我们应该怎样对待他呢？
And the king asked, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?"
那么当然，这个时候你知道，在他的心目中，除了他还有谁吗？
You know, in his heart, who else will be?
所以现在整个都是照他自己身材来定做的。
Now everything is designed according to his.
所以他觉得王的尊荣应该尽如这样。
That's why he said the glory, the dignity of God of the Lord.
所以他说要把王常穿的朝服、戴冠的御马都交给王极尊贵的一个大臣，让他命他将衣服给王所喜悦尊荣的穿上，使他骑上马走遍城里的街市，在他面前宣告说王。所喜悦尊荣的人就如此对待他。
Let a royal robe be brought with which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on his head. Let this robe and horse be brought.
那回答这个问题，他梦想的梦不改。
When he answered this question, he didn't
know
it was Mordecai. He was
himself. 所以这整个的衣服完全在他身上定做的。
Everything here is tailored to his stature.
他是希望说王就这样坐在他的身上。
He desires the king to do accordingly on him.
所以王说你赶快这样做吧。
The king said, go ahead and do it.
那么谁是那个大臣在前面在游着带他游街，让全城人都知道呢？
Who is that princess who will lead this parade?
那个人就是哈曼。
And that person is him.
所以哈曼就牵着，然后就照着所做的，然后摩迪改呢就整遍了整个的阶层。
So Haman has done exactly what he has described, and Mordecai is there.
Right, 我读这段圣经，我们想看看到底哈曼的脸是什么脸。
I indeed want to see what face Haman's.
你看看，地上只要一个洞嘛，他一定钻进去的。
The whole underground here will hide.
一下从来没有这样尴尬的一件事情。
It's never been so embarrassing.
他不是在最高吗？现在不是跌到最低吗？
He was in the highest position. Now he's in the bottom.
这是应该的，弟兄姊妹。
This is what should be done.
这是他当得的地位。
This is what he should obtain.
这个摩迪改不应该在木架上的。
Mordecai should not be on the gallows.
摩迪改应该要告诉全世宣告说王所喜悦最有的就如此待他。
And Mordecai should proclaim that whoever the Lord, the king wants to honor shall be
due.
This is the due position of the
king. 他说：“我们应该让全世界看见说，你看。” 他这是他当得的地位。
We shall show to the whole world this is the due position.
最讽刺的就是哈曼在那里带着整个的游行的。
Sarcastically, Haman was there leading this parade.
那么结果我们就可以说，这个哈曼是完全暴羞蒙，抱头蒙羞的。
We can see Haman was put to shame and embarrassment.
然后最后就回到，就后来有人叫他，他就到了王后的宴席。
And later he was led to the banquet of the queen.
那下面的故事弟兄姊妹都知道了。
And later the story you all know.
结果王后怎么说呢？
Then what did the queen?
这里有一句很重要的话。
Here there's an important story.
你看这个他怎么说？第七章
，Chapter Seven。
这个第三节，王后以斯帖回答说：“我若在王眼前蒙恩，主若以为美，我所愿的是我愿王将我的性命赐给我。”
And if I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at this
banquet. 我所求的是求王将我的本族赐给我。
And my people at my request.
意思是说，他向王后，向王，把他自己的性命赐给他。
And he requests the king of his own of her own life.
这和王有关系的。
This has to do with the
king. 因为我的性命就是王后的性命。
Because my life is the life of a queen.
现在有人要侵略我，有人要杀害我。
Now somebody want to kill me.
所以定罪一点都没有错。因为要杀害摩底改，就是要杀害以斯帖。
To kill Mordecai is to kill Esther.
所以这个是他告诉王说：“你把我的性命赐给我，而且将我的本族赐给我。”
Let my life be given me and also my people.
因我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除杀戮灭绝他们。我们若被卖为奴为仆，我也闭口不言。但王的损失，敌人万不能不足。
We have been sold, my people and I be destroyed, be killed, and be annihilated. If we just been sold as male and female slaves, I would have not.
亚哈睡的王问王后以斯帖说：“善感起义如此行的是谁？这人在哪里呢？”
King Ahasuerus answered and said, "Who is he? Where is he? Who did?"
好，这个时候到了，
Now the time is right.
又说仇人敌人就这恶人哈曼，哈曼在王和王后面前就成惊惶。
The adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman. So he was terrified.
你看见现在王要让王看见，第一他是仇人。
Number one, he needs to show.
第二是敌人。
His adversary.
第三他是恶人。
Number three, he's wicked.
弟兄姊妹，我们从来没有想到，我们肉体是我们的仇人，是我们敌人，也是那个恶人。
We never thought of our flesh as our enemy.